for the opportunity to preach, and I do not take it lightly that Brother Dennis lets young preachers preach, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity that he gives me every other Wednesday night pretty much to preach to his youth group, and I do not take it lightly. I'm so thankful for it because I know there's plenty of men of God who could preach to that youth group, and there's plenty of men of God who can preach in here tonight, this afternoon, that can preach to you guys, but I'm thankful that he allows me to, and that God allows me to serve him. But turn with me to Luke chapter 15, in verse number 11. It's a very familiar passage about the prodigal son. And if you're saved in here, or if you're not saved, you all have been or are a prodigal son. But tonight, this afternoon, I'm going to talk about the prodigal's father and what he gave the son, and what he can give to you if you're a prodigal in here, and what he has given to everybody that's been saved. So, Luke chapter 15, verse number 11, it says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found,' and they began to be merry." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, so my title for this message is What the Prodigal's Father Gave the Son. I started working on a whole message about what the prodigal's father did, but I guess there's a lot of what the prodigal's father gave the son and what the prodigal's father did for the son. But the first thing he did for the prodigal, he gave the son a choice. In verse number 12, we see that the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me," and he divided unto them his living. And yet he knew, I'm pretty sure the prodigal's father, he knew that was wrong for, he knew what he was going to do was going to be wrong. He knew what was out there in the world was not better than him staying with him. But he let him go anyway. He gave him a free will. And my first sub-point, I guess you would say, is he gives us the choice of salvation. The prodigal's father, our heavenly father, gives us the choice of salvation. He doesn't force it upon anybody. He gives us the choice. And I'm thankful for the day that I got saved, and I cannot thank God enough for that choice that he gave me. I grew up in a Christian home and a Christian school, and I made a profession of faith, and I knew that Jesus died for me, but I never had chose the choice that he gave me until I got saved. And that's the first choice he gives us. And the second choice he gives us is the choice of service. And up until I got saved at 14, May 5th, 2015 is when I got saved. I was 14 years old, and up until then, I had it set in my mind. I had played basketball since I was four, and I had set in my mind I was going to play basketball. I'm pretty good at it, but I had set in my mind that I was going to play basketball, get some kind of college scholarship, and then do whatever God wants me to do after that. I'm just going to do whatever God wants me to do. But when I got saved, God, 3 months later, called me to preach, and that just completely changed from then. And after you get saved, he gives you the choice of service. You don't have to serve him. But I don't get as happy. When I lose a basketball game, it ruins my whole spirit. And it shouldn't, but it ruins my whole spirit. But never once have I preached and God has not, or have I gone to church and have I served God when I serve him with his spirit and serve him the right way I should, that I get discouraged. And the devil does discourage me, but when God is in it, I don't get discouraged. And I'm thankful for that. He gives us the choice of service. I have not been as happy as I have been as preaching. Preaching is my favorite thing to do. I love singing, but preaching is my favorite thing to do. I love to serve God. And my second point is he gave the son a second chance. And if you're in here tonight and this afternoon and you're a prodigal, he can give you a second chance. And if maybe you already are saved and you're going the wrong way, he can give you a second chance. In verse 21, it said, "And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." And he knew he was not worthy. He knew that he was not worthy to be called his son anymore. But yet, the father showed him mercy. He gave him mercy. The father, we see in verse number 22, I'll keep reading it, but the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe." He said, but the father. The Bible says, but the father. He didn't care about the fact that his son had gone away. He just knew that he was back and ready with him. And that's the same way God will give you mercy here this afternoon. If you are a prodigal and you're going the wrong way, God will give you mercy. He will give you the grace that you can get through what you have. And even though you're undeserving of it, and you know that you're undeserving of it, God can give you the mercy, and he'll let you serve him, and he'll let you get saved or get right. And my third point is, he gave the son a fatted calf. And after that, he showed him mercy. After that, he accepted him back into his house. He gave the son a fatted calf. He gave the son his grace, his blessings. And verse number 22 and verse number 23, I'll read really quick. But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. And after that you get saved, or after that you get back right with God, you can be merry again. You can have the joy of God again. He will give you the blessings of God. And there's nothing like that in your life. And a lot of times, even since I've been saved, I've ran away from God, and I'm disappointed in myself that I have, but God has been there every single time that I have, and he has given me a second chance, and he gave me joy back in my heart again, and he let me serve him again. And I'm just trying to encourage anybody in here that's a prodigal, or if you have been a prodigal, just to be happy in the fact that God gave you a choice. He gave you a second chance, and he gave you a fatted calf. You can praise him because of the fact that he gives you so many blessings. God is better than us than we could ever deserve, and I'm just thankful for it. And I guess in concluding, I normally never preach long, and I always say that to the youth group. I always say, I won't preach long because I never normally do. But what I do have, I pray that it can help you. And in concluding, I pray that somebody in here today can be helped by this message. I know that God can do it, but I pray that if you're a prodigal in here today, you don't choose to keep running away from him. I pray that you choose to come to him and choose, and not only do you have to come to him, and it says that the prodigal's father ran to him. The prodigal's father went to him. And that's something that God will go to you if you just let him. And Brother Dennis, that's all I have.